Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9, especially in this discourse, verses 6 to 9. Christ's reaction. Now, we've been looking at the woman, we've been looking at what she did, and what her act demonstrated. We've looked at the disciples' reaction and so on, and all these things have their important part to play. But now we come to the very center of it. Surely this is what really matters. What did Christ think of it? What was his verdict on it? That's what counts in my life and yours, isn't it, brother and sister? Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises. What are men? That was said by Horatius Bonner in his hymn, Go Labour On. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. They dismiss it. You're a nobody. The Master praises. Well done, good and faithful servant. What are men? Now what's Christ's reaction here? Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She's done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them at any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. You're listening to the verdict? She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. She actually has anticipated my death. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told also will be told in memory of her. Christ's reaction. Very different to the common opinion, the disciples' opinion. He stood up for her. He stood up against them publicly. He rebuked them for their carnality, their hypocrisy. And he gave his stamp of approval to this good work, he said. You've done what you can. Now, that's a pretty important thing, brother or sister. People think, some people think, that doing a good work means becoming a missionary or standing in a pulpit. Well, I'm not denying that, this place and all the rest of it. But you know, my friend, my brother and sister, this woman is just doing something secretly, if you like. I know it's open, but it's really in her heart. It's really just between her and Christ. She's not interested in the crowd around. She's consumed with Christ and devoted to him. And Christ calls that a good work. I've spent a great deal of my life in public ministry, writing, preaching, and so on. But the good work is the secret, devoted, hard work with Christ. It's not running the coffee stall. It's not singing in the singing group. It's not playing in the band. The good work is what my heart does for Christ. It's the devotion. It's the sacrifice. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, Romans 12, 1 and 2, present your whole body, your life, your mind, your thought, your whole body to Christ. This is your reasonable spiritual worship. This is what God wants from you. And this is what Christ is looking for here. And the upshot, don't just imitate this. But you can't, can you? Christ is not here anymore. They couldn't anoint him when the ladies went. They couldn't. No, this is a one-off. But let me go further. Don't institutionalize it. Look at the Roman church or the Pope institutionalizing the washing of people's feet. That's not what Christ meant in John 13, is it? Nonsense, making an institution of it with all the trappings of Romanism. We want to spend and be spent for Christ. The object of my first desire, put him before the disciples, put him before my service, put him before my acts of kindness, not confusing social activity with devotion to Christ, making Christ all in all. This woman would say to us, Christ was all in all to me. He was the only one. He was everything to me. The fellow believers were wet blankets. The religious people had their systems. But this woman, she gave her heart to Christ. And she said, and Christ said to her, said to if offer in public, he said, leave her alone. She's done a good work. I'm pleased with her. And ye, wherever the gospel is preached, let it be said that this woman did this. Because, my friend, the object of this preaching is that if you're not yet converted, that you will be converted to Christ. You will trust him, and you will love him, and you'll be devoted to him, and you'll serve him all your days and then forever. And if you are a believer, like me then, that we should love him more, serve him better, be more and more devoted to our Lord Jesus Christ. May it be so, not just in name and word and aspiration, but real experience, to walk and talk with Christ and to love him and be devoted to him.